This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. If you fly a Zodiac CH-601XL or CH-650, the Experimental Aircraft Association is urging you not to fly again until you've completed wing maintenance to comply with the FAA's recent Special Airworthiness Information Bulletin. The Executive Board of the NetJets Association of Shared Aircraft Pilots reports receiving notice from the fractional company that 495 face furlough in January. CNN reported late last week that two Northwest Airlines pilots who overflew their destination by 150 miles on a San Diego to Minneapolis flight 2 weeks ago have filed an appeal to the FAA's emergency revocation of their pilot certificates. AOPA Summit wrapped up Saturday. Content a little thin, but the production values were impressive. At the summit, Cessna officials said a piston sales upturn appears to be underway, but credited sales incentives and not a rebounding economy. Cessna adds that the Citation Mustang is approaching delivery number 300. Airbus reports the new dedicated freighter variant of its A330 made its first flight Thursday, spending 4 hours in the skies over Toulouse, France. Liberty Aerospace CEO Keith Markley says 2008 was awful, but sales continue, flight schools in Asia are continuing to expand, and his phones are ringing again. And Hawker Beechcraft chose AOPA Summit to show off a special edition Baron to commemorate the coming 50th anniversary of the type. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about Dumb and Dumber, his take on what we can learn from two fatal accidents. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.